This podcast is designed exclusively for adults. Our content revolves around cannabis, and we want to stress that we strictly adhere to the legal guidelines governing its consumption. This podcast combines humor and education to explore various aspects of cannabis. Please be advised that the information shared on this podcast is not intended as professional advice, and we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the specific cannabis laws and regulations applicable in your jurisdiction. The hosts of Bong Rips and Video Games want to make it clear that we consume cannabis legally within the states of New Jersey and Delaware, where we record and produce our content. While we aim to create an open and enjoyable space for conversations about cannabis, we encourage you to responsibly and lawfully engage with this substance in your own location. By choosing to listen to this podcast, you acknowledge that the content is intended for adult audiences, and we assume no responsibility for any actions taken as a result of the information provided. Stay informed, stay responsible, and enjoy Bong Rips and Video Games responsibly.
So it's rest. Yeah, it's rest. Welcome to
hello.
What is this? 25?
I think so. Yeah.
That is episode 25. We're here with your host Dabs, Cobalus, and Clean. We need to start doing this more, guys. I know you said last week, Gio, they should know us by now, but we need to do it every single episode. We're gonna do it every single episode. Sillier and sillier each time.
That's right, Clean and Dabs. Isn't that right, Dabs and Clean?
And Cobalus.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And Cobalus.
Well, exciting fucking weekend, guys.
Oh, my God.
WrestleMania weekend. Holy shit.
Great weekend.
Great fucking weekend. Yep. All of us being wrestling fans, this is definitely like fucking awesome.
I got some stuff to talk about.
On top of this fucking WrestleMania, we also had... We also had Collision, which was colliding with WrestleMania a little bit. Not so much, but...
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Ain't that some shit. But WrestleMania, guys, Hall of Fame. Let's start with initial thoughts on Hall of Fame, which I am going to say right off the bat. I just started watching some of the clips here and there. I didn't get to watch the full thing. I'll, you know, get to that eventually. But from what I did see right off the bat, Paul Heyman's speech was fucking powerful.
It was perfect.
That was powerful as shit.
Yep.
Like, I don't think you could have opened up.
And that was the only thing that I wanted to discuss.
It took me a few minutes to realize that they were in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it made, like, that's why, like it's special. Like, it's super special.
Yeah, dude. It was a really good fucking Hall of Fame. I liked it. All the inductions made were really fucking well chosen for this year. And then let's just give it, because I know Freshie's dying for it, the Bray Wyatt tribute. Holy shit.
It was good.
Heartstrings.
That wasn't
got
really
tugged.
What I wanted to talk about, but yes.
Oh, no. We also had the documentary got released last week, guys.
I haven't seen it yet. Bro. Yeah, I want to see that. I want Dabs to clear his air, and I want to address a major, major gripe I had with the Hall of Fame.
What's up?
We'll keep it positive first.
Okay.
All right, we'll keep it positive.
What you got? Okay. What are you going to say, Dabs? So,
if anyone watches the WWE Hall of Fame for anything, it's for Paul Heyman's speech. Everything else in the Hall of Fame, didn't give a fuck. Paul Heyman's speech was the only thing that I cared about. And it was
It's the opening introduction.
I really thought that his speech should have been the main event. And it was the opening introduction. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I understand that
Leah Maivia, I get that. But Paul Heyman's speech was just perfect. Absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm.
I like what I really took from the Paul Heyman speech most out of anything was when he addressed his kids directly. Like when he talked to them about, you know, you fail. Yeah, well, that the part that, really, you know, you fail 100 times, you know, you get back stronger and harder for, you know, 101 and so on and so forth. Like it was a really inspirational fucking speech.
Yes, it was
really heartfelt. You could definitely tell that. Everybody in that fucking crowd was feeling it. Like, oh man, when the camera pans to Rob Van Dam, bro, holy shit!
The edibles were kicking. He was stoned as fuck, bro.
You could see it on him. It was beautiful. He was smashed. He was fucking smashed. I love Rob. I love Rob. Well, shout out to Rob Van Dam.
You know, and just to add in again, look, I'm a Paul Heyman guy too. You know, the three of us grew up on Paul Heyman.
What was it? The squiggly line TV.
Yeah, we didn't have a choice. Like,
oh man,
fucking. Some people were on channel. Some people were on channel 98. Other ones were on 67, waiting for ECW to come on at midnight.
Dude, when I was watching ECW back in the day, it came on public access. It came on channel 19. It was a Christian channel during the day, and then late at night they showed a bunch of shit that they weren't supposed to show. But
dude, no, yeah, I caught ECW. I watched it on public access. Years.
It's like WSOU today.
Yeah. Shout out to Pirate Radio. For years.
Legendary radio station. So to add in, Paul Heyman had the best speech. He was very inspirational, but there was something that happened that really bothered me, and it was during Muhammad Ali's induction.
Are you talking about the Rock thing?
Muhammad. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why, okay?
Hit us.
This was Muhammad Ali's induction.
Yeah.
And
yes.
You know, we had such a great video package of Muhammad Ali, his WWE moments, and just, you know, it's Muhammad Ali, okay? Yeah. Whether you're a boxing fan or not, okay?
You know who the fuck Muhammad Ali is.
Yeah. So the whole biggest thing for me was that during this induction, Muhammad Ali's wife presented the People's Championship to The Rock.
Yeah.
And as you know, he looked surprised. I doubt he actually was. That's just my personal opinion. And look, I'm not a rock hater. I love The Rock. Okay. Like I'm a huge fan of The Rock. I love that he's back. I loved what he did last night. I'm a huge fan, but I just didn't see the point. I just felt like that moment of the People's Championship being awarded to him was taking away from Muhammad Ali's Hall of Fame induction. It became like this whole...
I agree.
You know, it just transitioned into something that it wasn't supposed to. And I just kind of felt like that this should have been like what the Warrior Award was.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that's what the People's Championship is, okay, great. I love the fact that The Rock used the People's Champion as a name for Muhammad Ali. That's something I didn't even know. But I also feel like that moment was taken away from
I can agree.
Ali himself.
I can agree.
And then he came out in full spectacle at the end, full entrance and everything, which kind of threw me off of it. I was like, okay, what's going on here? And I actually shut it off. Okay. There's no disrespect to the Samoan dynasty.
I know this isn't a wrestling podcast. It's you know, it's a video game and fucking weed podcast. But to close off the topic,
The Rock
having ownership of the company, you know, having a piece of that, let's call it. Here, we're going to use one of his puns. Having a piece of the pie, so to fucking speak. A heavy chunk of the pie, let's be real. You think he's flexing that right now? Like, he's overly flexing it? With the new entrance, the over-spectacalization, the People's Championship now, calling himself a final boss. Like, you think he's pushing it a little too much?
I think it's, like, right in the middle. Like, for me, I feel like it's like perfect smack dab.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think it's the latter, to be honest.
I think he's flexing. I think that motherfucker's flexing, bro. He's like, yeah. I own this shit, now I'm gonna use it. Like, let's go. I'll get my minutes of fame, and then whatever.
Yeah,
look what happened Saturday. Like,
yeah, and so we're gonna do a full WrestleMania review.
Absolutely.
Be ready for that.
Yeah, we'll do a full WrestleMania.
Ooh, that was
review.
A rough hit I just took. But yeah, I have to say, night two is gonna be hard to top.
Yeah,
night one's gonna be hard to top. Night one was very fun. It was diverse.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of great moments and a lot of great opportunities. So let's see what night two will bring.
Let's see what happens.
And you know, we're gonna go through our regular motions. We'll, we got news, because you know, most podcasts and stuff, they end it with the news, but we actually like to start off with the news. I have a couple of things here to start off.
Get it out of the way.
Former Minnesota governor. Yeah, we spoke about Jesse Ventura teaming up with Retro Bakery for his new line of edibles that he's coming out with.
Mm-hmm.
In a tweet by the former governor, he says, "I'm not in this for gimmicks or cash grab. I've been advocating for legalization of cannabis for most of my adult life. Being able to now bring you a legal product is an awesome feeling, and I hope you all enjoy Jesse Ventura Farms. Pre-order now. Pre-orders for gummies and chocolates are now available." And on top of that,
okay,
he said he will offer it to you on a governor's mansion's visit.
Oh, fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, really? 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 Really?
Jesse Ventura, we're here, man. We're here. We'd love to interview you. I'm just putting it into the ether right now.
We would love to come out and come visit, bro. We would love to come out and come visit. I'm just saying. Let us know.
Man, full farm?
We like wrestling. You just heard the whole cold open.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're not talking wrestling today.
Yeah. So how many plugs in the East Coast do you think are gonna have these Jesse Ventura edibles readily available when it comes out?
I'm gonna definitely say right now there's gonna be a shitload saying they got them, and they ain't them. Dead ass. They're gonna say I got them, but they ain't them.
And it ain't them. Yeah. So be get ready. They're actually coming out soon. Keep an eye out on Jesse Ventura. Former New York politician Chuck Schumer says passing marijuana banking bill is part of the Senate's busy agenda in the weeks and months ahead. How do you feel about this?
I mean, I think as long as it's not fucking abused like most fucking things, realistically speaking, I think it could be a good thing as long as it's not abused. Like that's the gist of it.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go into like the political language here because I'm going to read this and I'm not going to know what I'm saying. So, I mean, guys, just look at the article. It came out April 5th. This is a big thing. A lot of dispensaries right now, especially in New Jersey, only take cash.
Yeah.
You know, we're still on the federal situation with cannabis. And my God, you know, if we could finally get... It's just now that these dispensaries are starting to take card. I don't know how it is in Delaware or in California or in New York, but I know in New Jersey, it's just starting to become a thing to be able to use your card for purchases on cannabis here. I think the banking is going to be a good thing. I think it's going to be a good thing for businesses to be able to get loans, to be able to build their businesses. I think that's another big thing that is an issue with like banks like Wells Fargo and TD Bank, that they don't want to give out these loans for businesses that are not federally scheduled yet.
Yeah, unfurniturally.
Yeah,
right.
Next, this is going to be a topic of conversation when we get to the episode of Backyard Dispos and Dispos, but the black market cannabis market is thriving in California. and it is it's thriving strong, and they don't know what to do about it.
I'm gonna assume it's mostly because of the ingrown shit, like the
homegrown stuff. That's exactly it. And I actually have to kind of side with the police on this one. Their big problem is that on the hills, in the hills of California, there's so many growers growing illegally, selling it for, you know, these prices. But here's a big thing. It's not getting quality assured. It's not being, you know.
Yeah.
And this is a big argument I have with a lot of, you know, plugs these days. And why I do prefer going to a dispensary is because we don't know what we're getting.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
Absolutely.
Right. Half the stuff is not being tested, and then we just spoke last week how yields in the West Coast are much lower than the East Coast now.
Yep.
So
it's iffy. It's especially. I mean, let's be real. We're not over this whole fucking fentanyl shit. Like, this shit's getting laced into everything. I don't trust going to anybody unless they're unless they're properly gone through the process of claiming it's real fucking butt. Like,
absolutely. This is a big thing to keep an eye on. How California fights the black market is probably something that other states are going to follow in the years to come. Because if they find the way that works, I mean, Colorado's going to be like, well, why can't we do this too? And then New Jersey and New York, why can't we do this too? And in this article from NPR, it also states how a big problem are the, and this is something that I have complained about for a long time, are these weird smoke shops in New York that are, I mean, this article is confirming that they sell real weed, but they're illegal smoke shops.
Yeah.
And it's it's an interesting thing right now, because do we trust the dispensaries who are quality testing everything, ensuring the safety with cannabis, going through the protocols needed, or do we continue to go with the plugs who know their quality? You know, there's got to be a middle ground to this that has to hit one day, that both parties. It's like when it comes to guns. Like the black market, area in guns, you know, you get a gun for, I think, $400 over at the PX down in Georgia. You go to the black market, you're paying $75 for the same weapon.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So next thing we have, 420 is coming. You guys know this. We're going to be together for it. But I want, you know, we have listeners in all different states of the United States. So we wanted to let you know of a couple events that are happening. To start off, San Francisco, you guys don't even get a day. You guys do a whole week. Sponsored by Sunset Connect, they're doing the San Francisco Weed Week.
Mm-hmm.
You still there, Debs?
Uh-oh. Vol-Tec. We got hit, guys. We got hit again. See, it's because we're veering off at Bethesda. When we don't talk about Bethesda, this is what happens.
We were such on a good topic.
It's a great topic. It's just it's not Bethesda related. And they consider that disrespect and blasphemy.
Dabs, Mike, and Cam already in use. Ask them to close all apps and tabs and refresh.
I got that. They got him.
Dabs, if you could hear us.
They got you.
Try leave again and then come back.
In the last episode, we had technical difficulties.
Which is the name of the episode.
Yeah, which is the name of the episode. Now, this time, we are pretty confident that Bethesda is behind us.
What did you think of the background picture?
I mean, stupid. So I guess round one, pause for the cause. The cause is Freshie.
Yep. Good old Freshie. I'm so glad that like Riverside it's like really good with this stuff too.
Oh no, it's really good. And you know what? While we got the time, I'm gonna take the time to promote Ooze products.
Yes.
Recently, we went ahead. If you haven't, this is the beacon. The Ooze beacon. Literally probably the most convenient dab tools you will ever fucking find on the market. Like, this thing is stupid easy to use. Like, if you're a noob to dabbing, this is probably the easiest way to go about it. Just fill right into the chamber, fucking attach the nozzle, burns on its own.
So it's like a G-pen.
Legit hit. Like, no bullshit.
That's beautiful.
Great fucking product. Ooze, man. Hit him up.
Welcome back, Dabs. Super quick, San Francisco Weed Week will be from April 13th to where it doesn't say when it's going to end. It starts April 13th to the 20th. The last day is 420. Guys, go have fun with this. It's going to be in the Knob Hill and Tenderloin section of San Francisco, wherever that is. Stephen Colbert is doing a 420 show in Los Angeles. It's being listed with in Leafly, so I don't know if this is a cannabis event or not. But it's on cannabis day. In Nevada, they're having the 420 State Fair, which is a 3-acre courtyard, lounge, and rooftop to cannabis lovers. Make sure you check that out. Tickets are available now. Fish are playing at the Venetian Resort. In Colorado, they're having the Mile High 420 Fest and 420 on the Rocks. And in New York, they're having the Merry Fest. And in Jersey City, they're having another one that I had lost in my notes. And the last news that I do have, what's wrong, Gio?
No one.
Is there is, if you guys want to take a class to be able to get your cannabis license in New Jersey, well, the time is here. The NJBAC Cannabis Trading Academy has started, and it is a free class. This class is for people who want to be a grower, who want to be a business entrepreneur, and for anyone who just wants to get into the industry, you can go to njstate.gov/state/BAC/cannabis-training/about.
Are we done with the news now?
I need to pee.
So today, we're wasting money on microtransactions.
Oh, man. Wasting money is a fucking understatement. And let me open up by saying, first of all, I understand microtransactions. If you are giving out a fully free-to-play, you know, multiplayer, single, whatever the case may be, if you're putting out something free, I can understand, you know, charging people something to kind of make up for the development and the time taken to create the game. Completely understandable. But when those prices are fucking ridiculous for, like, the most mediocre of, you know, credits or whatever in-game currency you get out of it, it's fucking stupid. I think it's a bane in the existence of gaming altogether. it really makes me appreciate old school vintage Nintendo, Sega, when those things didn't exist and you could just fucking unlock and enjoy a game for what it was. You know?
Even
that was the fun of it.
Even early PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even unlocking early PlayStation, bro. Part of, like,
the fucking game.
Yeah, it was the grind. But, yeah. That was the whole point of it. Was the grind. People were what do they call it? Pay to win.
I fucking hate that.
Yes,
I hate that. Yep. I hate that I could go into the game the same day you could go into a game, the same level, and then you pay fucking $5 to $10 and your character already has epic gear and all this other crazy shit, and I'm still slugging around. Like, that's not fucked up. How is that fair play? How is that fucking fair play?
I agree.
That's not fair.
Dabs, you had a story of a recent microtransaction too.
Oh God, Bless us.
Yes, I did. So, as we all know, we're all WWE 2K fans. We buy the games every fucking year. Recently, they've been putting in microtransactions for virtual coin that you can use in my faction to buy cards with, card packs with.
Yeah.
And the card packs come with a wrestler, a nameplate, side plates, and all of that. I spent $10 on 32,500 VC, and I was only able to get
two
packs. Yeah, a lot. But it's not. Because the packs are fucking 10,000 VC per pack.
So that's $5 each.
Yes.
About as much as what you would be paying for a real trading card.
Yeah.
Just about.
Trading card pack.
What's another great example? Another good example is GTA. GTA Online. GTA Online has these things called fucking shark cards. And now, if you were... Okay. For those of us that play GTA, or those familiar with the fucking game, buying something in the GTA world isn't fucking cheap. It's not cheap. So you spend $10, so on and so forth, on maybe $1 million worth of in-game GTA currency. And what exactly can you buy with that? A car with maybe some modifications? Not even complete.
A garage, a building,
and not even all of them.
That's it. Like that, and that's the other shit that fucking bites my ass about these fucking games is the fact that, dude, why is this shit in game so fucking expensive? But I see why.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Because I have found myself to buy microtransactions more on Red Dead Redemption than GTA.
Okay, yes.
So do you think that there is a balance of value in the difference of games that you play? Like me, Fallout.
Well, you get more from Red Dead than you do in
You actually do. Yeah. I mean, the gold pays for everything, man.
Too much.
Everybody takes gold.
Oh, yeah.
No, what's he say? That's going to be gold. Hope you can afford it.
I'm going to need gold for that purchase.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is. I mean, for me, and even my wife will be a testament to this too, because she does it too. I mean, and this is actually goes to my next question, and I'm going to answer it first. What is there a game that you felt was worth paying for the microtransactions? Now, easily, my wife and I together have probably spent close to $5,000 on microtransactions to Bethesda alone.
I've gone much further in many, many years just playing SWTOR, which is Star Wars Online. Yeah, I could definitely say I plugged a lot of fucking money into that game. Like, over the years, yeah, it accumulated a lot of money. And I don't even play it, like, anymore. Like, that's the worst part. Like, I hate spending so much money on a fucking game. Like, you DCU make an Online. That's another.
Oh, dude. Don't even get me started with DCEU. It was so good, but it was so bad at the same time. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So I do have a small list here of games that were ruined by microtransactions.
Oh, bring them on.
One of them was Gran Turismo 7.
Yes. Yes.
Plants vs. Zombies. Plants vs. Zombies 2.
The Spanish came out of you hard right there.
It came out, man.
Plants vs. Zombies.
Is it Soribo or Sonike? Yeah. And this one's funny. Solitaire. Solitaire on your Windows PC.
Oh, yeah, for different decks and shit.
For microtransactions. Baby, have you ever bought a microtransaction of Solitaire? My wife's like, I'm a level 200. I've never paid for a microtransaction.
I don't fucking blame you. Dude, no.
Street Fighter and Tekken.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
And then Mortal Kombat after a while.
Yeah, and now here comes this one. This one is like a sure like eye-opener, too. Destiny 2.
Wow. Well, Destiny 2 became full on free to play.
It became fashion frames.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally.
The next one is Crash Team Racing Nitro Refueled, which was a fantastic game, by the way.
Can I just punch in with something real quick? A legitimate question.
Yeah.
Do you guys legitimately think cosmetic purchases, just for cosmetics, are in any way, shape, important to the game? Personally.
No, they're not.
I believe...
No. They're not.
I believe in showing off your best drip, man. Like I'm not even gonna lie to you there. Like I just feel, and this, and again, it comes back to like Fallout. I have no issue paying $15 for a dope ass outfit that no one will be able to buy unless they go to the Bethesda store. Like there's even like rare clothing from events.
But then
like,
how does your pride feel when you're getting blown the fuck up consistently for wearing that shit? Because they can't afford it. So it doesn't protect you. It doesn't add any more armor to your shit.
There's an answer for that.
What?
Pacifist mode.
You fucking asshole. You fuck. Oh my god.
So
it's the mode in GTA that you go fuck. Do not it's like a do not disturb mode where they can't fuck
you. Oh, it's passive, it's the same thing.
Passive mode. That's pussy mode.
Passive mode. So I mean sports games in general just have crazy amounts of microtransactions. And this one, which this is me personally saying this. I feel like this game started the transaction world, even though it probably wasn't, but Guitar Hero. You had to pay for each track or pay for the packs, and right now Beat Saber's doing it.
Yep.
Beat Saber's doing it. Beat Saber's so fun too. And
it is fun. It is fun as hell.
Yeah, so and another thing too that you to put into perspective, in countries like the Netherlands and Belgium, microtransactions are illegal.
Oh.
Yeah, and this started in 2018 when they banned the sale of microtransactions in games sold in their countries. So if you're playing like Call of Duty or Fortnite or something like that, you're not getting microtransactions. You're not getting anything because they banned the sale of them. And this started because FIFA went crazy with their microtransactions, and they were making like upwards of a couple million dollars of in their microtransactions. It's insane.
Look, for certain games, again, like I mentioned before, I can understand a microtransaction if it assists in getting you better, that's fine. But if it automatically puts you in a fucking playing field where it's like, yeah, I just paid to fucking become level 120 something in a game where, you know, you got to put in at least 16 hours to get to that level. Like, it's fucking crazy. Like, then I don't consider that, like, competition anymore. Like, that's why, like, competitive gaming for me, like, I hate competitive gaming for that reason alone.
My big thing is that when microtransactions have things that you don't want. And you pay for, like, a battle pass.
One thing good out of a pack, and you gotta get the entire pack to get that one thing.
Yeah, it's like the worst games for this are Fallout and Fortnite, because for Fallout there may be like a ground item I don't want, or a specific apparel that's in. Well,
ESO is the same way now too.
ESO is the same way.
The Crown Store, absolutely.
The Crown Store is insane. It's like I'm looking at it, and I'm just like, yo, like this is just about the same amount that you pay for in Fallout.
Yeah.
You know it. And I pay for, I'm a Fallout First member too.
There is an ESO Plus.
Yeah, like it's all there. And then it makes you wonder, because we have Elder Scrolls coming out in the next 16 years. Mm-hmm. Like, what's good? Microtransactions are gonna suck then, and they're getting progressively worse. They're getting more expensive, you know. And they think that they're doing something for us by adding things that we think we want, and then just throwing other bullshit in there, thinking, oh yeah, we're gonna throw 10 things in here and put it for a discounted price, when in reality you're just still fucking us in the end.
Yeah, literally, that's exactly what they're fucking doing. There's stuff in their pockets that are Fanatic expense. There you go.
That's right. So we're about to hit the wheel, but let's do a pause for the cause. You see
Absolutely.
You see the flash inside. quick announcement. There's going to be a pause for the cause and a spin that wheel t-shirt coming out on the cleansanchezmedia.com website. Also, oh, yes. major announcement, ladies and gentlemen. You can now make payments on any merch over $10 on cleansanchezmedia.com. If you don't have the money to pay the full price, or you can make a payment, okay? And you can make these payments through Klarna. Yep. And there's other options at the checkout when you get there. So, guys, affordable prices. It's up to 4 payments for each product, and the store is just very inexpensive. There's some really nice stuff. The BRBG store has the most items there. We have t-shirts, we have hats, we have the limited edition Fallout pieces that we have out. We're just a couple days away. Fallout, by the time this comes out, Fallout comes out in 3 days, guys. Woo! 3 days.
Woo! Oh my god! Just stop.
We're just having.
It's a good time. Excited.
Yo, for real.
Yeah, for guys. Real. So we were. I just. It's a good time to be a gamer. It's a good time. Cheers. It's a seriously. It's a really good time to be a gamer. That's what we're pausing for. That's what we're pausing for, guys.
I mean, it's a solid week, man. WrestleMania week, Fallout fucking series premiere. It's a lot. It's a really good fucking thing.
And then there's that Civil War by I don't mean to bring it up, but the Civil War movie by A24 is coming out. You know, there's a lot of good stuff. Springtime is here. Moods are uplifted.
We had earthquakes in Jersey, bro.
Oh yeah, okay.
Jersey, dude.
Before we spin the wheel, I know Dabs. Did you feel it at all? I'm surprised. We didn't even bring it up. Yeah, did you feel it at all, Dabs? No.
Nope.
Do you feel that shit? He's in Delaware. Well, us here in Jersey, we felt that fart coming from the opposite.
Places in Delaware did feel it.
Oh shit! Places in Delaware.
You just did it.
Yeah. I just didn't feel it.
It was definitely a rumble from down on the other side.
Gio, you were talking real tough in the Discord chat, but I need to know what was going on in your head when it happened.
Literally, no bullshit with someone here as my witness. I was cleaning the floors, chilling. I went to the hall and looked around like, who the fuck is moving furniture? That's literally what I did. I thought it was furniture moving around. Dead ass.
No shit.
I thought nothing of it. And then it happened again later on. There was that little aftershock. The aftershock. When it happened again, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and to put it into perspective.
Dude, I told my girl immediately, I was like, bro, if this is going to be the apocalypse, we got the eclipse on Monday. Dude, if this is it, I am so fucking ready. I've been preparing for years.
Yo, and to kind of add into this, so for me, you know, the train tracks are right. Like,
yeah,
it'll take you 4 seconds to walk over there. I thought the train derailed.
That would be fucking scary.
That was my first initial thought. And like, dude, things were falling off the walls. Like, we're in the epicenter. Like it was, we're in it. And I've never felt a shake like that in my life. You know, you could go through 200 earthquakes and you would never know it. But it happens. And that one we felt.
I mean, that one was, it was light. In comparison to, I mean, look, I lived in California years ago.
Yeah.
We felt fucking earthquakes, like the ones that'll fucking make your doors like fucking rattle. Those were earthquakes like this. That's why I thought nothing of it. I literally thought it was somebody moving a big piece of furniture down the hall. Like that was the first initial thought.
Dude, we felt like for here, once I saw the screen moving, my screen, because I was playing Fallout at the time. I saw the screen moving, I felt it, and then I looked over to the left and I looked at my Nuka-Cola bottle that was over there, and it was doing like the T-Rex thing, and I was just like, for those idiots who don't know what I'm fucking referencing, Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
It was doing that thing, and then my wife came in, and she looked at me, and I looked at her. I was like, yo, what was that? And we went outside, train didn't derail, and we came upstairs, and I looked at her. I was like, yo, either the house is about to collapse, or that was a fucking earthquake.
Like, well, thankfully, it was the second.
And then we got the second one.
Yeah.
The second one was real quick.
Yeah, I literally was an aftershock, because it happened soon.
It's debatable, because some people are calling it an aftershock. Other sources are calling it a 4.0 earthquake. I mean, either or. Yeah, either or, New Jersey shook twice that day.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what it did.
You just like that Thrice song, the earth will shake.
How dare you?
Well, you know what time it is, guys. We're about to spin that
wheel. Let's do it.
Riverside does not make this part easy in the editing process, I have to say.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know.
And here we go. Come on, Jared Leto, give us something good.
Jared Leto.
Oh, shit.
Oh, see.
Hey,
see?
I like that idea.
Now, this is something we could definitely delve into. I'm excited.
Stoner hobbies. That's going to be fun. Stoner That's going to be funny. Yep. Someone's going to say something weird, and it's not going to be me, all right? Like,
it's going to be freshy.
No,
yeah.
Yep. It's going to be freshy.
Oh, man. Well, once again, I mean, every time we always get everything done right on time. Guys, thank you so much. We love you. We'll see you next Tuesday. I mean, hopefully this episode airs,
hopefully the apocalypse doesn't happen before anything goes down. And if it does, look for us.
Look,
we'll be out there surviving. Either two things. Going to be a cannibal eating an ass somewhere. Just look for him.
Two things are going to happen. We're all going to die, or we're going to get our superpowers finally. And if I don't get, and if I get some stupid shit like Clayface and not super speed, I'm going to fucking be so mad.
You could do a lot of shit with Clayface, though.
I don't want to do. No, I'm good.
You're whack. I'll do Clayface.